fella by the side of this other man, he's so big. The big man is head of music department at some school in Missouri, I forget which one, Kansas or Missouri. And this other one still's in opera, and they get together. And they've been at our church twice giving concerts. They have records, and he plays their records sometimes. The other, last week, before last, he had their records, and they, one of them sang Amazing Grace. And I mean to tell you, it was just
beautiful. You might say, well, he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up.
And of course, we can't hear you say he's just, he's,
can't hear. Hard of hearing? No. Dead to the world.
And, or you might say, well, he's hard of hearing, or he's, if he can't hear at all, you say
he's deaf. Rocky used to have, when he was at the University of Alabama, in a fraternity house, he had a nigger man who would come in and tickle his feet to wake him up.
Oh.
He really did have him. Rocky was in charge of the house over there for a couple of years. And that nigger man worked at the house, and he loved Rocky. He'd come in and wake him up by tickling his feet.
You were out working very hard, and a man was out working very hard, and his shirt was wet. You might come in and point and say, look how
I'm sweating. It didn't perspire. That's not perspiration. That's sweat.
And a blue, a sore that comes to a big, you know, lump on your arm with a big core in it.
Carbuncle.
But the carbuncle opens, the stuff that drains out.
Plus.
What about on a blister, the stuff that is driving out of a blister? What is it?
Blister's not anything but water.
But
you better not burst a blister. If you do, you gotta put some antiseptic on it right away because they get infected. I don't like to blister myself. I don't like to burn myself.
Beast on you might say, look how my hand
is sweating. Oh boy, when I told you those wasp got me. Boy, this arm was terribly swollen. I was lucky they didn't get me in the face. I called Mr. Swift and asked him what to do, and he said, put alcohol on me, Steph, and I didn't have any here. So I went by the drugstore and he put some on me. That's the father of Bill Swift.
And say if you were shot in the war or something, and said the doctor had to look at you, took a look at you. Did they ever, sometimes a wound wouldn't heal clean, how flesh grow up around?
Proud flesh.
What did they have to do for that? How did they get rid of it?
I don't know what they did a long time ago, but now the doctors will cut it off.
And what are some of the things that, if you had just a slight cut and you were kind of growing up, you might have put on a cut?
Iodine was what, I still use iodine.
Yeah.
Doctor Newton Allen, I had a sore place on the gum, went to him after, since he'd been in oral surgery. And he touched it with iodine. And he told me I was going to have my teeth cleaned the next day. And he said, call the governor name. When she sees his yellow place on there, tell this little iodine I painted your gum with. And a dentist in Asheville, North Carolina, told me the same thing. Newton told me then, says they have all these other things, but the best thing to take care of a sore place on your gum is to touch it with iodine. So now all these other things don't work anything like as effectively as iodine.
I remember that.
That's the truth.
But when you were coming up, people, kids were getting malaria and so forth. What would they get?
Quinine.
I guess that's a better.
No, you took capsules. And then you had cocoa quinine for the children.